from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Good morning. Happy Thursday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G.
Ursula, I have a weird request.
Okay.
Somebody said to me, if I got you to sing Kumbaya, they would buy my coffee. Wait, did they say they'd buy my coffee for an entire year or just one time?
Just one time.
Because if it's just one time, it ain't worth it. But if you buy my coffee for the rest of this year,
who's making this request? Who's making
Phil.
This request? Phil.
My
okay,
man,
no.
Phil.
Okay,
Phil texted.
Like Phil. Okay.
We like Phil.
Okay, so the request is again?
For you to sing Kumbaya.
Okay. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya.
Okay, that's done. That's it.
That's coffee for you.
Hey, Phil, I need that coffee, fam. All right.
We need to reclaim that song, by the way.
All right, let's get to it. Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right. Number one here, President Biden made his first address to a joint session of Congress last night. He campaigned on the promise that he would reunite the country. And last night, he reiterated his desire to work together with Republicans. The GOP thinks he's made the country even more divided than ever. Gee, do you think President Biden will be able to work with Republicans to get things done in the next 4 years?
Absolutely not. No. They just said that right now, the first 100 days of President Biden being in office, that he has divided this country more than ever. I mean, how can he win, right? I don't see anybody in the Republican Party that is showing that they want to work with President Biden. If there are, maybe Mitt Romney, but, you know, I don't know. They're not really vocal. At least it's not the majority that want to work with him, because I think that we've entered a new type of politics now. It is not good to give the other any positive confirmations or anything like that. So my answer is no, Ursula.
I am still optimistic, and I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to say that if anyone can do it, it is going to be President Biden. He does still have a good relationship with Mitch McConnell, who is still pretty influential in the Republican Party. I think that there are things. When we talk to Michael Medved tomorrow, I think he's going to be in agreement with me. I think it's still too early to say this. There is still an effort. He even said it during his address last night that he wanted to hear those other ideas. He did quickly say doing nothing is not an option. So I like that, though. I think that you do need to. I think that he has an opportunity to include those other voices at the table, and he's done it before, and I'm going to hope that he can do it, because we can't get any more divided than we already are. So I remain optimistic.
Can I wait? Keep it a buck, Ursula.
What?
Is this just you being you?
This is me being me, but this is also me. I'm always a glass.
You're wishing. Full. You're hoping.
I'm wishing. I know.
Because are you shocked in the first 100 days that you have not seen more?
No, because he did inherit quite a bit that needed to be addressed right away. And I don't think that the Democrats were without fault. I think there was a lot of pork included in that the rescue package that didn't need to be there. And I wish that wouldn't happen. We said it at the time, and I'm going to say it again. But I am still hopeful that there are going to be things in this infrastructure package. There's got to be things that everyone agrees on. I think they need to work on the what do we know that we can agree on? On the police reform, where Senator Scott is working on that too. There's got to be things that we agree on. But if we start from the position that we're never going to agree on anything and no one's working with anybody and no one has solutions, yeah, then I will be less optimistic. But I'm still thinking it's early, and I think that there is going to be room for finding those areas of common ground. So I'm sticking with it.
All right. Like we talked with Hannah Scott earlier in the show, the first lawsuit has been filed to block the new capital gains tax. This probably won't be the last legal action against the 7% tax on capital gains of the sales of assets such as stocks and bonds above $250,000. Ursula, will the capital gains tax survive this and the other inevitable lawsuits?
I'm not so sure this time around, because of the makeup of the state Supreme Court. It is going to end up there. And I also think because of how it was written this time around in the bill, where it was presented as an excise tax. And I will use an argument. We were trying to get a hold of UW Professor Hugh Spitzer, and hopefully he'll be able to join us. But he has argued that the bill is basically presenting as an excise tax on the voluntary activity of selling an asset. It's not a tax on the asset itself. So if the state court, if the state Supreme Court interprets it the very same way, then the legal challenge will not work this time around.
It's going to work. It's going to work because I don't agree with it. And this is the, time. And this is the time where I need all my conservative friends. I only got a couple. I need all my conservative friends to just jump on board with me. Look, we're all together. We agree. We all agree. This lawsuit is going to stick. And that's right. And you know why it's going to stick, Ursula?
Because no one wants the state income tax, and they consider it an income tax.
That's right. That's right. So finally, and by the way, I'm just trying to get my points up. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be texting in right
you
now.
You need to stop looking at the text line.
I'm not even looking at the text line right now.
That's going to influence you. And
Okay.
There are many other people.
Okay. Wait. Do you really believe that my opinion right now is swayed by a text line?
No, I think it's swayed by the fact that you were looking at your portfolio and the portfolio was squealing.
Ursula.
But you got to remember.
Wait a minute. That is low-hanging fruit.
No,
that is so unfair.
No, it's not unfair. You admitted it on the air yourself. So I'm just
When did I admit that?
Last week. How would I know this? Because you said it on the air. Remember, don't test my memory.
You were a spelling bee champion. Okay, take my portfolio aside. Take all that aside. I'm being serious when I say this. The muddy waters, the confusion, and then once you get this tax here, it's gonna be easy to keep Pandora's box open. And once, I always use this term right here, once you allow that toothpaste to get out the tube,
okay,
it's hard to put back.
Okay, and I'm going to now quote you again because always talk about how the rich need to pay their fair share. So we're talking about, you know, who is this going to affect? 9,000 people total. And it has to do with the selling of your stocks and bonds over $250,000.
9,000 right now, my friend.
Yeah, okay. So,
right now.
Well,
that's the beginning.
So, and how many things have you pointed out that you want, you know, okay, I'm not going to, I don't mean it to be rude, but free this, free that. We need to, you know, make this available to everybody. How do you pay for that, G?
Okay. Wait. Ursula, first of all, it is unfair that you trying to use some of my words in different arenas and different arguments.
No.
I still believe that way. I really do. My clarity on this is hold up. Wait a minute. Stop it. Meaning, don't go ahead with this Washington, with this gains tax
capital
right here.
Gains,
You go with this capital gains tax right here. This is the beginning of it getting even more murky.
And that is the argument that anyone uses to not try to have any tax added. But in this particular case, it excludes things like real estate and business. So this is specifically on selling, for example, the income gained from the sales of stocks and bonds. In any case, I don't think we're going to agree.
All right, up next.
Never thought the Gene Ursula Show would be having this kind of disagreement.
What's happened to you?
All right, go ahead.
Pierce County has paused its investigation into Sheriff Ed Troyer after learning about the state's criminal investigation into the night Troyer claimed his life was in danger when he confronted a black newspaper delivery man. Gee, do you think both investigations are needed for Ed Troyer?
No, I don't. Wait. The way you worded that, no, I don't think that if whatever investigations are needed, they need to happen. My problem is with the pause for the county investigation. And they had an investigation in which they had started. It started, then had to be put on hold, It was paused because the state now is into an investigation right now. I just didn't agree with that. Now, if after the county was done, afterwards, if there needs to be an investigation, you can have 2, 3, 4, 5. You can have as many investigations as you want. I just don't feel comfortable with the start and stop of an investigation.
I think it makes sense only in that the state is looking for a potential of criminal activity, and the county was looking, has a broader scope. The county is looking at not only was this a violation of sheriff's department policies, but county policies, and it also includes what was done during the Manny Ellis investigation and information that Ed Troyer offered up during that investigation. So it is a broader scope and a different thing. So they will be looking at different things. I agree that the county investigation should be paused, but I will say it again, this could have all been avoided.
All right, right now, just about 30% of Washingtonians, our favorite word on the show, are fully vaccinated. About 70% of the population needs the vaccine to reach herd immunity, and President Biden is hoping the nation reaches the goal of herd immunity by July 4th. Vaccine demand is waning here in Washington, so Ursula, do you think Washington will reach Biden's goal of herd immunity by Independence Day?
I think parts of Washington could. I think Seattle will get close. I think the city of Seattle has been much more open to the idea of vaccinations. I am concerned that right now, both at the Tacoma Dome and with the mass vaccination sites here in Seattle, that there are lots of openings available. Just a few months ago, we were talking about how people couldn't get a vaccine anywhere, and it was really tough. Now they're having a hard time filling these seats. That was what was happening in Eastern Washington. So we are getting that vaccine hesitancy right now. I think Seattle will get there, but I think it's good to shoot for the moon, as I've said before, shoot for the moon, and if we fall short, we'll at least be closer to that herd immunity.
I remember when vaccinations first started, and I said the vaccines will be like when COVID tests first happened. When Lily and I first went to go get a COVID test, the line was super long to get our first COVID test. Actually, I take that back. I had a private test before that. But the first time we had ever gone to the public one, whereas you get into the line was really long. It probably took us 45 minutes to go and get tested. Now you can go get tested at that same place. Oftentimes, there's no cars there. Sometimes you can get right in and out. You can go get tested real fast. Well, that's what's happening. And I think that's going to happen, Ursula, with vaccines. It's going to be that. Yeah, it's just going to be. It's been a little slow, and there's some vaccine hesitancy. We've been talking and discussing through that. But I do believe, and I have to believe, I'm going to pull my Ursula card here. I'm going to believe that we're going to be really close by July 4th, because as we start to get closer towards the summer, the weather starts getting better. People start itching to start wanting to go do things. I think more and more people are going to go get vaccinated.
I hope so.
Alrighty, Blade and Timber, an axe throwing venue here in Washington, has received approval and will begin serving alcohol at the end of the month.
Oh, man.
This is the first axe throwing venue permitted to serve alcohol in Washington. The company has been working on this for a little bit now, and the CEO of the company that owns Blade and Timber says they have several years of experience running locations like this across the country and have served over 100,000 guests safely while also serving alcohol. Beer is currently the only option being served. Gee, is axe throwing and alcohol a good mix?
No. No, it's not. And Ursula, I don't even know how you're going to even argue that it is. No, no, no. Neither is drinking and driving and throwing axe and drinking is not a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Do you believe dart throwing is...
That's dangerous, too.
Yeah, but people drink, and it's done in bars.
You're not allowed to whataboutism on this. You gotta come with a regular argument on this.
Okay, well, I'm trying to show that you can do it responsibly. I'm going to guess that there are going to be things or maybe people kind of watching over so you don't get too unruly.
A two-drink limit. for a 90-minute axe throwing session.
Oh, there you go.
Rules. Yeah, those are the rules.
There you go.
Okay, okay. I didn't know that. That's fair because there's, hey, in all fairness to Ursula, your argument, there are no drink minimums when it comes to throwing darts.
That's right.
And by the way, as far as the darts, have you seen the end of the darts? Come on.
They're not, that would hurt if it poked you in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the axe can hit you anywhere and you in trouble.
I know. But I actually, I didn't realize that axe throwing was such a
it's big.
A big thing.
It's gotten bigger and bigger. It's crazy.
When you're doing axe throwing or when you're bowling or whatever, it's always a little more fun with a little more beverage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ursula, I'm going to tell you what it is. It's like the pumpkin patch. The pumpkin patch didn't blow up until when? Social media. Mm-hmm. Everybody takes pictures at the social at the pumpkin patch. Mm-hmm. You want to know what else blew up with social media? The pajamas. You know, the flannel pajamas.
Oh, okay.
The pictures. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, flannel pajamas didn't sell out crazy until, oh, my goodness, everybody has to have the red and black flannel. Pajamas. Well, same thing
with axe
throwing.
So you're saying the axe throwing is all for the gram?
It's all for the gram, Ursula.
It sounds like a fun activity.
Has anybody you know gone to do axe throwing and not took a pic for the gram?
That's a good point. One more here. I saw a study on Cairo 7 from IC Cars that car color can affect the resale value of your car. Not too surprising, but the one thing that caught me off guard, yellow is the most popular resale color. Brown and gold were the least popular. That seems a little bit weird to me. Ursula, do you buy that yellow is the most popular car or resale car color?
Maybe it's because it's so rare, because how often do you see a yellow car?
I went through, and that is part of the reason, is that yellow cars are a little bit more rare.
Oh, I didn't even read the article. Mm-hmm. That comes as a surprise, but because you gave that explanation, that is not surprising to me. I always thought, like, I have avoided buying a red car, and I would avoid buying a yellow car because I was always told, I mean, why do I need to have the police look at me even more? Because, you know, if you got that shiny car, mm-hmm. then you get more attention. So I've got what did you say was the least popular?
Subarus. Subarus.
No, that's not true.
Ursula, do you think anybody would buy a brown Subaru?
I have a black one. Yes, I do. I do have a goldish brown Honda that we've been driving around for.
That's not going to help the
2003.
Ursula, we're
just going to drive it to the ground.
I got to tell you, when you pull up in the Subaru, you look so safe.
Leave me and my Subaru alone.
Oh man! As far as the colors, I totally can get this. Yellow vehicles are, you know, they tend to be the Mustangs and all of those things. And yeah, I can see why yellow would be a popular one. And as someone who used to be in the car detailing industry and seeing how cars and how they keep their value or not keep their value over time, you can see why white is definitely another popular one, because, you know, white kind of hides a lot of things. But some of the worst colors.
Wait, white hides a lot of things?
White does hide a lot
of
things.
See, now I've felt the opposite. We have avoided getting white cars because we always think it would make it look dirty. And
Ursula,
I know for a fact I don't go to the car wash enough.
Ursula, I'm telling you right now, a white vehicle can go 2-3 weeks without a car wash, as long as it doesn't have a crazy big dirt spot on it. But a black vehicle can get a car detail on Thursday, and tomorrow there might be dirt and dust all over it, and it looks really bad.
That's my excuse.
That's your excuse, Ursula? Ursula, what's the inside of your car look like?
Better than that you could ever imagine.
Hey! Coming up next, Facebook, check this out. Facebook is telling everybody that they're going to ask your permission for something. I'm going to tell you and tell you how, it's about time. We'll explain that next. It's Gene Ursula.
Welcome back to the Gene Ursula Show on Kyber Radio. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. And one of our listeners just texted me from the Tacoma Dome and said he is in line. There are only 10 people in line with him. So lots of room if you want to get your vaccine today. You can do it there very easily. So if you haven't seen it on your iPhone yet, you may soon see a message pop up from Facebook in the next couple of weeks asking you for permission now to track you. So unless you want to be bombarded by creepy online ads, obviously you do not tap the word allow. And all this is happening because of a software update, and Apple is now finally forcing all apps to be honest about the surveillance that they've been doing on us for the past decade or so. So I ask you, G, do you know what those apps can find on your phone?
Man, probably everything. But, you know, aren't we a little too late to be doing this? I mean, No. I'm not saying don't do it because it's too late. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, oh, gee, thanks is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, they have absolutely followed us in everything that we've done for the last, let's just call it 12 to 14 years, okay? Especially some people just got going on social media. Maybe you got Facebook late in the game. But they've been following everything that we've been doing. They have all of our information. Hence the reason why when we pop our phone on, all of the ads are tailor-made for us and things that we want to buy.
Okay, question for you.
Yes.
Because I know we've talked about it before, and I'm wondering if you've changed your mind. Do you like it? Do you like it when it seems like Mark Zuckerberg and his Facebook friends make you feel like they know what you want, and suddenly you are hit with those hyper-targeted ads? You talk about luggage, and then you see three different ads for luggage. Do you like that? Do you feel like, hey, that's really cool? Because they seem to think that we like it.
Well, the ignorance of me not really understanding how deep it goes when it comes to tracking, right? Yes, at first I did like it. I loved it, right? And you're like, oh, man, that's great. Oh, man, I was just talking about this. Oh, man, yeah.
Have you ever actually bought something, though, when you see those ads pop up on Facebook because I'm too nervous about it.
So before, yes. Today, what I do is I'll see something. It'll pop up, whether it's on Instagram and or Facebook. If I see them and let's just say that I like it, I'll put the company inside of Amazon. If I can't find them in Amazon, then I don't want them. And that's what I do.
So Facebook's tricks are benefiting Amazon, in other words.
At least that's what I do. But being serious though, this tracking stuff and what they have done for so long is pretty scary, right? Like we thought when we first opened up our social media that we were getting reconnected with family and friends and loved ones across the country. We were taking pictures of food and checking in to places that we've been. And you know, it's kind of cool to be the community. It connected the world, if you will. But we didn't realize and we didn't really understand, a few of you guys did that understand tech way more than I do. But the vast majority of us did not understand just how much they would track what we do. Mm-hmm. And let's be real. In the coming years, it's going to come where people paying life insurance premiums, health insurance premiums are going to be predicated off of the information that has been taken from us over time. What you buy at the grocery stores. Right. Of course, that day's coming.
Well, some of the stuff is already so creepy. For example, when all of a sudden on your phone it pops up, well, normally at this time you go to this, this, and this. So is this where you want to go, essentially? I mean, it knows my daily habits. It's making it that much easier. Normally, you'll gone here. So it would take you this much time to go here at this, you know, it knows way too much about me. And how this is happening is apps like Facebook are tracking every single thing.
Yeah.
And it's all, you know, how much time you think of how much time you're on your phone and you've got that Facebook app. It is just grabbing all this data. And you're right. I mean, data privacy, yeah, it feels like a little bit too late. No, thanks, because Apple's making them do this.
Right.
Now they have to be honest about the surveillance. You know, is it okay if I keep tracking you? Well, yeah. They've been doing it.
You know what it feels like, Ursula? You know, my mind processes things different and I go through analogies. It feels like someone has been stealing from us for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. And then at the very end, they're like, hey, G. Ursula, listen, we're going to ask your permission before we go into your account and take your money. Right. Is that okay? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for letting us know. Hey, yeah, sorry about the last 10 plus years.
Yeah, and how do you undo what they have found out in the last 10 plus years?
You can't undo that. Yeah. So you've already got all of our information. You've got our kids' information. You know where our kids go to school. You know the sports our kids played. You know everything about us. And probably we don't even know a quarter of what they know. I don't think we can fathom what they know about us.
You're right. Okay. Speaking of big companies, Amazon. Did you hear that weeks after Amazon workers in Alabama voted against forming a union, the company is now having a big change of heart and they're handing out pay raises.
Amazon says more than 500,000 workers will get raises of 50 cents to $3 an hour on top of starting wages at 15 an hour. The company says it wants to hire tens of thousands of new employees, too. The announcement comes as Amazon prepares to release its first quarter earnings report and days before a National Labor Relations Board hearing on the company's alleged intimidation efforts to defeat a move to unionize its Bessemer, Alabama facility. Peter King, CBS News.
Nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Just happens to be a coincidence.
You know, Ursula.
Oi.
You can change a lot of opinions about something with some extra money. You know what I mean?
Clearly.
Like, for an example, let's just say that if you're listening right now, you got some problems at work. And there's some things that you're unhappy about. And then your boss calls you in and says, hey, you know what? We're going to give you a 25% raise. That problem's still there. But you know what? You're making more money. So you're good with it. That's just how it happens. That's kind of life. And we all can fall sucker to it from time to time. That's all that's happening down there. Still a problem. We're just going to give you more money.
Absolutely. Okay, still ahead. We hear ya. And of course, words to live by. And by the way, Paul tells me that you are super popular on our text line.
Very popular today.
Me, not so much. See what happens when you just say, I hate taxes? G? I think G's gone away. Okay, so stay with us. You are listening to the G and Ursula Show.
It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Thursday to all of you. Ursula, this was a very fast show, my friend.
It really was. And I have to say something. Well, I think you stepped away from the mic and I was saying that you were so popular on our text line today. Me, not so much. But in any case, you were very popular. And I think people love it when you say, when you disagree with a tax.
Hey, you know what? Let me go ahead and mark this down on the calendar.
Hey, note to self.
Maybe I'm not changing. Maybe some of those opinions about me are changing.
Exactly. There you go. Okay.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, starting with you starting the show and saying that you are the facilitator in our group here. 360 says, a group project facilitator is the one person in the group who lets all the others do the work.
You're not wrong. Biden's first 100 days in joint address. 206 says, massive spending when we have a massive debt isn't leadership.
That debt got bigger, actually, in the past 4 years. 206 says, Republicans aren't going to acknowledge President Biden because they don't want him to succeed.
A thank you for Ursula. 360 says, Ursula, thank you for using child care and not daycare in your remarks. I've been in early learning and child care for over 55 years, and I don't care for days. Anyways, I'm a professional, and the media's help to change the word is words are appreciated. I just want to know. I just got educated. I didn't know that.
I like it. Okay, are you okay with colleges mandating vaccines? 206 says colleges should require a vaccine for COVID. They require other vaccines, so there's no difference. And it's not discrimination because you can get it for free.
253 says, you have to be up to date with all your other vaccines to go to college. Go Cougs.
425 says, disagree because it's taking away freedom of choice.
425, alum at WSU, I agree with it. Get the kids back to in-person if this is what it takes.
253 says, I'm preparing to send my high school student to the University of Washington, and this has been a discussion at my house already. We fully expect this to be a requirement and believe it is completely acceptable and responsible, and I believe that universities need to make this move.
On Seattle's housing market, 206 says, youngsters, I'm 35 with no chance of owning my own home.
425 says, 25-year broker in the Edmonds area, 20s and 30-somethings are not buying without help. Doesn't matter if interest rates are close to nothing. They are getting their grandparents' home, their parents' home, or they were gifted a rental bought by parents or grandparents when the market was down. The average younger person is going to throw their money away on rent until they are driven away from the Puget Sound area.
206 says, why are we trying to help them when we had to struggle to get where we're at? Now we just make it better for them. Whatever happened to working for what you get? I just want to make a quick concession to that when people say, hey, you need to work harder. There are a lot of people that are working really hard and are not financially rewarded, number one, and number two, are financially aren't well-to-do. It is not an indicator. Finances are not an indicator of how hard someone works.
It's true. 425 says, as a state-certified general appraiser, it is not a price issue. It is a supply issue. We need to figure out how to get more supply to the market. For the last month, there was only a 10-day supply of homes on the market. A healthy market has a 3 to 6 month supply. So true.
Okay, Ursula, you want to get all the way down to the bottom, to the mic drop?
I'm going to do one more. Is America a racist country? 404 says, gee, I disagree with you. This is a racist country. It's racism in today's time because there's money in racism. Racism is not going to go anywhere until the system changes and the money starts going to other places.
All right. Mic drop text of the day, Ursula.
And this is from 425G. You were so right on the mark. No race or culture has a monopoly on racism. Very well said.
All right, Ursula. By the way, I did a terrible job on Words to Live By yesterday, so you have to make up for it. It is now time for, you're not shocked, for your Ursula's Words to Live By.
And this is a combination of a few different quotes. We can agree to disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable. One of the truest signs of maturity is the ability to disagree with someone while still remaining respectful. And that's what I love about the show and our listeners. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, thank you, Ursula. Thank you, Paul, for all of your hard work, man. It's really appreciated, brother.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. Andrew, appreciate all you do on the boards. Thank you so much. And we appreciate all of you. Guys, the weather is absolutely beautiful. Enjoy it. Don't be too mad about everything. Sometimes it's good to laugh. Laughter is good. That's why I get on the show. And Ursula always reminds me, you know what we missed out of the show today? We didn't have enough laughter. So Ursula's the reason why sometimes I act the way that I do. Yeah. Anyways.
Blame me.
Hey, let's do this again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Fresh Fridays. We'll do this at 9 o'clock. Appreciate you guys for listening. Love you for that. And be good.